Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Are you ready to be saddened?
Are you ready to be saddened?
Cliff.
Of course, always.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity.
We are in the studio.
Yeah.
Doing a show.
Yeah.
When we are supposed to be on winter break. I'm sorry to jump right into this, but it makes me so mad. We were told by Mr. Snodbottom. Yes, you, jackass.
Jackass.
That we're supposed to have this week off. And now I know, I think he's pissed that I was out. You know, when I got stuck out of the country.
He's pissed when you were stuck in your plane over Soviet Georgia a few weeks ago.
I'm pissed.
Now I'm pissed.
Jackass.
You think I'm pissed? Kendall got a week off. I don't care if he was stuck in a plane for 84 hours. I want a week.
And I'm so fat, I'm stuck in this chair.
Kendall, if you mention the word fat, I may have an aneurysm and may not be able to continue with the show. So
anyway, since we're here, we have to be, I'm sorry, listeners. I'm sorry, but this just shouldn't be happening. And of course, not only that, but Charles has been around, you know, there's been a huge puddle out right outside of, I don't know, it's like damn antifreeze or something.
Where does antifreeze even come from?
I don't know where the fucking shed,
leaking
for God's sake.
Building.
Anyway.
I'm irritated. We're irritated this week, everybody.
Well, as you can see. But so he's been around here. He won't clean up. That happens. He won't clean up that big, huge puddle. You know, and he's just... and he keeps doing that all around. Anyway, we you know, it's not like we were just promised this week off, but he said, oh no, I changed my mind a week ago. We were like leaving.
We were leaving. We were in the fucking line at the Busheltown bus station about to board a bus for South Dakota, where there is a polka music festival that we were invited to by I don't remember what. It came addressed to resident, and we RSVP'd yes.
And I was looking forward to a good polka festival.
I was looking forward to polka festival. I don't know what it is. I know polka face, and I like that. So I'm sure that the polka festival would have been good as well. But no, we're in line at the bus station, and who do I get a phone call from but our illustrious, wonderful, completely full of irritable bowel syndrome producer, Mr. Snodbottom. He says, hey boys, there's been some kind of mistake, blah, 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 and we need you to come back and do a show. Well, fuck that. We were in line. We were in line at the goddamn bus station.
And I think he's just pissed Mrs. Potter. But Butterchurn is on vacation this week.
Why
like we're supposed to be. Like we're supposed to be.
Mrs. Butterbutter Burger, notwithstanding, is an adult and can do anything that she wants to. And so was I thought.
And you sent off Austin on vacation. So it's like me, Cliff, and you here. And Charles, who should be on vacation because he drives me insane.
A permanent vacation to hell.
Hell.
Oh, he should have went to hell.
Charles has done many good things in his life, I'm sure, but they have not been since we have known
him. I was about to say, none of them have happened since I've known him.
Not in the last 20 years or so.
I'm so ill. But we did meet this guy in line getting on the bus, who we were looking forward to going to the Polka Festival with. What was his name? Alf.
His name was Alf, and he really, oh my god, he seemed like a friend. He seemed like...
Unlike you.
Like it could be Cliff and Kendall and Alf coast to coast. Because it was like, he was just like, we met him, and he was part of us.
He just fit in to our group.
He just fit in, and he had the best ideas. He had all these great plans for us to do at South Dakota and the Polka Festival. None of which we'll be able to do now, because we're here in a studio talking about winter when I should be on a winter break.
Yeah, let's talk about winter when we're supposed to be having a winter break, goddammit.
I should be on a winter...
Now, and I've got this list from the writers, Cliff, about winter. And, the first thing that pops up on here is exactly perfect, because winter blues, Cliff, or seasonal affective disorder, which is also called SAD, S-A-D, is a type of depression that occurs at the same time every year in winter.
Feeling sad.
I don't care about winter. I have facts about winter over here. I've got them. That's it. I'm not even sharing them. You know what I think about these winter facts?
I don't care what the union says, Mr. Snodbaum. I don't care. He's sending faxes in here, left and right. He's pissed. I don't care. Scream all you want.
I'm not even checking the fax machine. I'm not even checking it. I'm not even checking.
Oh. So anyway, listeners.
Yeah, I'm checking it.
Well, look.
Yeah. Alf! Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Alf. Look, you guys don't even know. Alf is the coolest person you will ever meet. But so anyway, one of the things the writers are saying that... Yeah, I'm going to read this one thing. One inch of rain is supposed to be like 10 inches of snow. And you know what it doesn't do here? Snow. We're stuck in this stupid, barren wasteland. We're supposed to be going to a beautiful place that we can see great polka.
I was looking forward to all the polka going on.
Tell Alf I said hi.
I know, we've got to do something to get out of
here. Yeah, well, you know... The one person that has any sense around here, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, who tells you to take your medicine when you're supposed to take it, I know he's missed medicine.
We're gonna get out. We're gonna get out of the studio, and we're gonna see you. I don't know how. Don't let that bus leave without us.
Charles, clean up that goddamn puddle. I see what you're doing over there. You're like sitting around pretending like you're working. I know. All the signs. What did Al say?
Well, he said we should find some way to get out of this goddamn episode.
Well, what should we do?
He said we have to do something to make Mr. Snodbottom get rid of us, shut it down.
Oh, that's a good idea. I got a great idea. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, listeners, what are your winter plans? Because I'm not telling you any of these facts about winter.
Look, Cliff, I found this bed. Charles was out there laying on it. It's a dog bed. And it's got this tag on it that says, do not remove under penalty of law.
If we do that, what if we do it on the air? He'll have to shut it down.
Oh, look how he's freaking out. Oh, we're going to do it.
Oh, we're going to commit this crime.
We're
right
doing it.
On the
run
air.
Out. You listen to this fog blast.
That's it.
Ooh. Take that.
Penalty of law.
Take that, bitch.
Penalty of law. Well, I don't see any guy. Shut up your ass. You got room with all those bowel shits. What I hate most is having to go through the motions of this stupid fucking show.
What is going on, Charles? What are you doing over there? Quit knocking on shit.
Why does Charles have a gun? Has anybody asked that question today?
Oh, is that what you're knocking on?
Why
is
are
that
you
real?
A gun?
What did Didn't I tell you about bringing guns into the studio?
I don't want you cleaning guns on your goddamn coffee break, idiot.
What else can we do that's dangerous?
I don't know. I don't know, but we have to read these questions from our listeners who desperately need some help.
Oh, yeah. Let's help. Yeah. I'll say it. You got questions. We got answers. Cliff and Kendall.
Yeah, whatever. All right. So open that letter.
All right. Let's see.
Wherever it is. Where's the letter?
Right here. Did you write this out? Who wrote this? Jesus. I can't even read it. My vision is blurry. Dear Cliff and Kendall. I'm considering marrying a man who is divorced.
Idiot.
That's what I say.
Why would you get married at all, dumb fuck?
Well, if he's divorced, obviously he didn't do it right the first time. we get along great. I love and trust him. Bullshit.
No.
Is it ever appropriate to call the ex and discuss her side of the... What are you kidding me?
No, dummy.
Or should I ask my boyfriend what you say? Well, you know what? Call her.
Go ahead.
See how that works out for you.
That's what I got to say. I'm glad we can help you.
Do whatever.
Oh, and that was signed, cover my bases in California. Go cover your bases, bitch.
Go cover your fucking ass, idiot. All right, here's the next one. It says, Dear Cliff and Kendall, who I thought were the hosts of the show and who had a little bit of say in what goes on around here, but apparently not.
No, we just do whatever we're told, damn it.
We just do it. All right, Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a big fan of the show. Well, obviously. I was laid off from work. But my husband, Jeffy, works
full... At least you don't have to be working right now on winter break.
Could be in South Dakota.
You can go to Pokefest if you want to.
Jeffy works full-time in a factory. We live with his parents.
Lame-o.
I don't even feel like reading the fucking rest. Get out.
Go to a polka fest, for God's sake.
No.
Winter break.
Winter break. I don't care. He plays video games.
Are you married to a 12-year-old?
He plays for hours on end.
Yada yada yada.
They're at a loss in Alabama. What do they do?
Oh, I know what happens in Alabama. They found a new use for sheep.
One thing we wanted to do.
You know, a normal person wouldn't go to a polka festival.
Some people go to spring break.
Some people get to do like really interesting, fun things. But we are going to a polka festival. And that sounded like fun for a moment.
I don't know what sounds like.
Usually you're asleep at this point. I think we should take a break because I need to go find something else terrible.
I'm going on a break. I don't care how early in the show.
I'm running through the streets and I'm finding something horrible. We'll be right back.
Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Now here's the word on Sears' new Thumbs Up jeans. Beautiful. As in a new tough denim that grows old beautifully. Beautiful. As in a new tough denim that fades and softens fine. Beautiful. As in a new tough denim that'll be a good old jean a long, long time. Beautiful. As in only $12, new Thumbs Up jeans. In a new tough denim that grows old beautifully. Only at Sears.
Beautiful. Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall coast to coast.
Guess what? We're back. What a lovely thing to be. What a lovely thing to be. Look, Cliff, while you were in the bathroom, I ran out, and there's that big sign in the town square that says, Eat More Rye, and I wrote, don't in front of it with spray paint. You hear that fog blast? Come and get it.
Vandalism sounds like...
Prison would be better than this right now.
Oh, sounds like terms for a suspension.
You hear that snot bottom?
Oh, speaking of what I hear, I have my phone ring. Hold on.
Oh.
I gotta take this call.
Whoa, we're talking about winter for some goddamn reason.
How's it going?
And winter...
still being a jackass about the whole thing.
Did you know, people, that... do you know how much 1 inch of rain equals an inch of snow?
This time on Alf is our friend, unlike you.
Yeah, he's our friend. He's our really good friend. He's like our the third us.
Oh,
I'm not even going to tell
you. He said he's coming down here.
Alf's coming?
Coming on.
All right, tell him to hurry up. Hurry up.
We're right behind the Big Sound's pussy bottom of it.
He'll get us out.
KBSH, that's what...
he'll get us out.
Okay, we'll see you in a bit. All right, later, player. He's coming.
Winter break. Oh my god.
Listeners, you are gonna love Alf.
Alf is the most fun. He's easily the most fun we've ever met in the line for the bus. And probably in the last couple days.
That's pretty stupid.
You are so stupid.
Because you know what?
Let's have him.
At least I like this part, asking stupid questions. Oh, Cliff, if you had a mascot, Belch-a-thon over here. Cliff, if you had a mascot, what would your mascot be?
A giant fat globule that just blobs around. Really, my mascot was the blob in that movie, The Blob. That's what it would be.
You have to have a really big person to play your mascot.
I don't even need a person. I need 900 pounds of Jell-O.
Oh, Cliff. If you could find one thing that you've always been looking for, that like a toy you wanted when you were a kid, or a great, wonderful thing, or a vacation, what would it be? Leave off the vacation. What would you want or find that you would be happy about?
Still haven't found what I'm looking for, which was winter break. Gun to shoot my way out of here. Oh, Charles has one.
Oh, Charles, can we borrow your gun?
Charles, gun time.
Gun time in the USA.
Gun o'clock, Charles.
All right, a gun.
Uh-oh.
Cliff, what's your favorite memory of being a school child? Who wrote this shit?
Our writers need to Google better filler for the show. That's all I'm going to say.
Do they even know how to use Google? I hope our ratings drop.
Ratings.
That listens in the morning at 4 a.m. turns it off.
Ratings.
No.
On Rye 99, where they play all the hits in our show.
Rye
99.
Something is working its way through my body.
Oh, is it fat? Fat is all the rage around my body.
That's all the rage. Fat's all the rage in fat circles, if you know a bunch of fat fucks like Kendall and I. Oh, I'm vibrating.
Hold on, sorry. That was all the thing. That's all the stupid questions I had, Mr. Snodbottom.
Hello?
I don't care if he answered it or not.
Hello?
I got some things you should know. It's time for things you should know. With two pissed off hosts.
Is that out? Yeah, he's got something really good. Hold on, I'll be right back after
the fight. Okay. First question. What is Mardi Gras French for?
Alright.
Fat Tuesday, bitches!
Alright, I've got it here. It is. It may look like a beach towel to you and I, the one that Becky used to lay out on in L.A., but Becky is in an asylum.
She doesn't need this anymore. What is it?
She doesn't need it anymore. It is, yeah, it's her American flag beach towel.
Oh, I remember this. It's got a big stain on the side of it from suntan lotion.
Oh, it's the flag that all those troops died for, everybody. You know what I'm about to do?
Oh, look at him. Look at him.
Sparking that bitch.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Take that snod bottom.
Are we fired yet?
Oh, we just burned a flag beach towel, bitch.
He is so mad.
Fuck the troops.
He has never been this awake during a show. We should yell at him all the time.
I'm about to yell at him.
Cliff, I asked a question to while we were playing things you should know, me and the listeners.
Play it.
I asked them a question already. They got it right.
Oh, good.
You want to ask me one?
Yeah, let me find it. It's not that one. Oh, here we go. All right. On what TV show would you find the swan, orchid, and looking glass stations?
I don't know, Cliff. I'm completely lost to that question.
I'm not even going to tell the listeners.
Figure it out. Google it.
Google it.
Cliff, what is both the title of a Disney animated film and a former Las Vegas casino?
That would be Little Caesar.
I'm sure you're right.
Definitely.
That or Aladdin.
Kendall, what is the first world's national park?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is right.
Woo!
Alright.
Cliff, what boy band sings Please Don't Go, Girl?
Please don't go, girl. You know what would really bother Mr. Snodbottom is if I ranked all the boy band members whom I'd like to fuck in order.
Oh,
we're doing it next week, everybody. Tune in to see
where
does Harry Styles fall on that list? We won't know until next week. Kendall, which nut is not a tree nut? Is that a pine nut, a peanut, a hazelnut, or a cashew?
And that's all the time we have for Things You Should Know.
I need to know.
You could join us next time if you want to. I don't give a shit.
Winter break forever.
Oh, God, is it 700 degrees in this studio, or is it just me?
You know, I've told you repeatedly to not set the temperature on 85 degrees, because some of us are under 80 years old.
Oh, God, what is going on?
Take your glasses off. I don't give a shit. Has Charles cleaned up the... Why are we here missing our winter break, and Charles is over there cleaning the goddamn gun and not cleaning up shit. That funnel's been sitting there for like a week.
Oh, Al's out in the parking lot.
Oh, tell him to come in.
That's right, Mr. Snodbottom. Hopefully you don't mind.
I don't care if he minds or not.
He's about to lay it down.
Ow!
Oh, he's right in there, Al.
Ow! That's him.
Right in there.
That's him. That's the jackass. Oh, he is scared. Oh my God, Alf grabbed Charles's gun.
Hauled it right to his head, Alf.
Shoot him in the face. Oh, Alf, what happened? Oh, Alf slipped.
Oh,
he slipped like goddamn
Annie.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, Alf has shot himself.
Alf, no. Not Alf.
Come on, Alf.
No, Alf, get up.
We're back.
Seems things went a little off the rails a few moments ago when Alf stormed in the studio.
Just to fill you in on what happened, Alf shot himself.
Slipped on the antiperspirant puddle that Charles left behind.
It's really Charles's fault.
It's all Charles's fault.
I told Sheriff Fogg last it was him. He did not take Charles with him for some goddamn reason. I don't understand.
Something about involuntary manslaughter. I don't know. But
anyway, Alf is dead.
How's it gonna? I don't know how it's supposed to go back to just Cliff and Kendall when it was Cliff and Kendall and Alf for so
long. We had such big plans for the
long.
Show. We had such big plans. Alf had such big plans for the show.
Excuse me, bud. Hate to interrupt this thrilling episode.
Mr. Godbottom.
Boz, I must admit, I did a secret swabbing of your cheeks moments ago and sent it off to the lab.
I did not consent to a secret cheek swab.
Kendall Boz and your contract you signed many years ago. I swabbed the cheeks and I sent the DNA off to the lab down the avenue. And it appears, Boz, I have some bad news.
What, we're fat?
Well, we already knew we're goddamn fucking fat pieces of fucking shit.
No, Boz, it's not your obesity this time. It is unfortunate that your new friend, Alf, it appears you slipped to some heavy drugs, Boz. That's why you're not acting like yourselves yet again.
Heavy drugs.
Well, it's going to take heavy drugs for heavy people.
I want some more. I hope he'll put us in his will.
Boy.
Or let us go on vacation.
Boy.
And you had Alf killed.
Boys, I'm going to put this whole episode behind us, move on next week, and move into a better chapter of our lives.
What episode?
Leave it, boys. I'm leaving it out.
I wish you would get out. I wish you would have got out 30 fucking minutes ago.
I wish you would have let us get out. None of this would have happened. We'd be doing the polka by now.
We'd be on our winner.
Well, this whole damn thing has been sad.
Kendall, was this a show? Are we on the air?
No.
Yes.
Let's go home.
Of course we're not on the air.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.